här näsan finns den i jocken med namnet. Jag är lite värd att känna
mig.
I den här från i jocken
Är det viktigt med din miljö? Det är för mig. Well, in the olden times, you know, how close to doing? She was explaining in olden times, in her mother's day, her grandmother's day, when the medicine man taboos were strong, you know. And the women had their menstrual period. They didn't sleep with their husbands. They slept separately. And they didn't even use the dishes or anything that the family used. They just ate by themselves. And she said, Apan? Okay. Because her father's first wife was not careful with her blood, her father was becoming blind, and so they made him divorce her because she wasn't careful, she wasn't clean, and she was, because she wasn't clean, she was breaking a taboo, which was causing her husband to go blind. So when he divorced her, separated from her, of course his eyesight improved, and a woman didn't urinate anywhere near where the house was. She went some distance to where the family is not making their daily living, you know, where they didn't walk to make their living. She just went quite a distance, separate from the house area, the living quarters area, to urinate. And she doesn't know, but they might have used caribou skins or moss or whatever to catch the menstrual flow. Maybe those who were in the caribou country did, but there are some people who here who indicate that there were no caribou in this area, so it wasn't that plentiful, you know. Maybe some of them used squirrel skins or muskrat skins or whatever, you know. For their period? When they were traveling and
they were traveling.
Okay. Is this in the monarchy or even after they've become a woman and their children? Well, Buck, I'm just
kidding. You all is. At Menachie, for the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
The first year of college. I think that's one of the headlines that's the most important. We could find out. I could go check in the room by checking in the store, so.
Upagok to Samarok, itna aglut la si jom, juli, yagni nyak to kuna, tana, tabunga ili yaklu to puramun, anigut yoramun, tumunim nya, aglut kararigat, juli, yagni kararigat, itna, agnaronik man, Agnaronik man, dat kerarit man tam na aturubong. Naga unye ni kami itnat laruba. Al-alrok si kami.
Agnarokat si kakasin. Mutil na kami ni sinya kasawa. Kaya yung matan, kawin,
mura.
Alok na nilo pa si matakloy at luka sa chanukisyan. Kerja muda bawa, mereka tak cepat mun. Bawa kerja muda, mereka tak cepat mun. Anggap tak mereka bawa. Sebab kerja nak hilang, saya mana ni pukul tak hilang. Igloo coming ubani una amnak uye niktok aglu kami surariva Alors, ta mère, au vent de Congé, pour remuer de l'âme, dans tout le monde, la salle de
l'intérieur, il a fait n'est-ce qu'à
mes? Oui, il a fait n'est-ce qu'à mes. Il n'a pas de métalleur parce qu'il n'a pas à le retour. Il n'a pas de métalleur pour n'a pas de métalleur. Il n'a pas de métalleur à le retour de le retour. Il n'a pas de métalleur parce
qu'il
n'a pas de métalleur. Il n'a pas de métalleur. Il n'a pas de
métalleur.
Il n'a pas de métalleur. Il n'a pas de métalleur.
Unyendi coming asin, na te katigi ani kuting alo coming tago takto ko miba.
Nasa. Tago takto lera. Takto sam na 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 sam na sam ni kamisyo. Tago takto lera. Takto ni hotel pa ba na? Ini ni hotel kita na. Atau mami lama, tak kau ni yok, ia tu kau cuma ni ni, kau tu dulu, kami nak ikuti dulu, tak 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 ni, tak kau cuma ni 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 dia kan ni,
aku
nak kau kau ni,
atau
kau kau yang lain ni lah tak.
Okay, so where are we? Oh, she mentioned that after in among their people, when in her monarchy, the little house was used.
And even when
they had when they bore children. Oh, great. And okay. In their monarchy, they used the little hut. And also when they gave birth. But after they are married, when she has her menstrual period, then she just sleeps separately but in the same house with her husband. And apparently they didn't use the shield, the face cover that the Koba people did. That's the Koba custom, but they didn't use it in her area. But like she said, she just didn't use the same utensils or eating tools that the rest of the family did. She had her own drinking cup, etc.
Well, the story is strong to do against pressing oneself against similar. Over and over again,
to summon it with you, of course, it's a bit matiging ang nating. Ah, look of it, come it for minute, it no the need. Damn, not come it for heck, ugly, nang the yugo, to some in the queen. She's never heard. Kumila lagi senyek tu.
Agar nak pemisah itu bukan orang, apa tu orang ini sepak
pemisahnya.
Apa orang yang akan menyelesaikan jalan yang orang ini sepak. Agar tak betul
tak. Tertutup bahawa agama non dari dari semua ini jangan betul.
Pakai jaket off, jaket kanduri, jaket kanduri, jaket kanduri. Pakai
jaket.
Ibu korang ada mana? Datuk itu cakap dengan ibu. Kamu nak belajar siapa? Tuli, just keep it together. They do find themselves in line. For the late, to check their natural food of food. Some of them are the young, are allowed by the government. They're to the Christian Yamina. Tabna are part of the Yarakata. In honor of one day to the Isha. We have put them in the shop.
Tabna are. She touched a little bit on portions served for men and women, and kisi blutin ne wo pamet sakpati. Okay, she was raised as an only child. Apparently, a Kobuk man wanted to use her as a trading wife, you know, the mother. But she refused, and when she refused, I guess in his embarrassment, he pronounced a prophecy or a curse that if she ever gave birth to any male children, that none of them would live. And so none of them lived. Her mother. And consequently, she, being a girl, she lived, and her brothers didn't live. And because she was the only child, they didn't withhold anything from her, including those portions of food, like from the ptarmigan, that they reserved for the men. He allowed her to eat them, and the nice fatty pieces of brisket and ribs from the caribou that they reserved for the men, she was allowed to eat. And even she remembers her mother giving her some snuff. And if she wanted liquor after they went down to the ship, she was also allowed, except she didn't like it, so she just didn't use it. Because she was an only child, and they didn't want to, they just wanted to include her in whatever it is they had, you know. The bottom, the back tail, huh? There's a story from the Selowik group of two families that survived a famine season, and one of them fed her husband the breast, and the other one fed the back and the gut, and the one who fed her husband the breast part eventually lost him. Even though he ate those parts, he died. And the other one who fed her husband the back and the gut part, even though he became very weak, he survived. And I don't know if that has anything to do with this story, if that is why, you know. But you know, it's not just all meat. It's part of the internal organs also, you know. Yeah, because they were providers. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And then the children, yeah. itna nikhimik atchuk tuil gata khaming nallingit sikhaga kibati ukok apangit atangit kitunangit atatangit itna nikhlik tuil gata khaming nikhikli yuting pikaming nikhlik to pikaming khanuk atchuk tuil abuing rata rata The portions, when they're serving the portions, like when food was getting scarce and then they would serve portions, the men would get the largest pieces. Whether they were old or married men, you know, that was a man's portion. The women got the next size. They cut them all in the same size and cooked them together. And whether she was an old woman or a young mother, they got the same size. And then the children got the smaller portion. And then in this winter house that they live in, all of the men would eat together in one side of the house, and then the women would eat together over here in another portion of the house. That's interesting. He said the way the men ate their seal oil was to dip these two fingers and put them in. And the women also dipped these two fingers, but they used the third finger maybe to keep it from dripping when they took the seal oil. They dipped two and put three in the mouth. You know, it's funny. With my upbringing in the old Eskimo way, even when I'm out there, and you know, a bunch of us Mormons will get together and have something together once in a while, and then the men would be standing around and the women would be together, etc. And then it would be time for refreshment. Okay, because of my upbringing, I fix a plate, and then I take it over to my husband, and then I get my own, you know. And then the men would wonder, why isn't my wife feeding me, you know? and wonder what,
and
he,
wonder
did
what he did
that makes me, feed him first,
feed
you know.
Him first, you know.
But they don't know,
they
is
don't
my
know
Eskimo
upbringing.
and the women think,
why are
you
spoiling
him,
him,
you know?
You know?
I could no more quit that than I can be Eskimo.
Can be Eskimo.
No,
yeah,
kids,
yeah.
And why is that? Women in Europe are always, they pour the wine,
uh-huh.
They do everything.
Uh-huh.
The men are waiting on. And Americans, you know.
Yeah, it's so much ladies
so much
first,
ladies
you know?
First,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't feel right because of my upbringing. If I fix me a plate and my husband is standing there still waiting to eat, you know. So I fix him a dish and give it to him and then I enjoy. Avanin ni yuma na log mi ni inu ne le galok tunga tabrap tuk inu petun inu soti simap lunga itna kati maroni pikapta tabra ningoksi ni kiksiak ti kaklugu payuk kaklugu ubangali ni kinya milaktima inu pet kita na ka mitsit. Okay. The men dip two fingers and put two fingers in their mouth. The women dip two fingers but put three fingers in their mouth. See, she thinks that they put two fingers in and three fingers in the mouth. One, this the third finger is used as kind of a drip guard, you might say. Ladylike. Yes, I do too. The woman. So, Sully Carte Menu. Have any more questions?
Yeah.
said when they had children, they had theirs, you know, quite close together. And some man advised her husband that girl babies are conceived at night and boy babies are conceived in the morning. Aghna kuna inyum minikman imma tisarak tunga ilyatni ang wonamik manna inyum mekang nitsuk naga aghnoramik tisamma khanok teima khanye khakluwi tubali khanok itmata naga kuchikman sunirakibatung Kanok sana, kanok elisin mata kaki kaki nak pati ingle, teman. Kita main nyak ping. So. I think. She said they told her that if they were going to have a girl baby, they had a lot of freckles. The women had a lot of freckles. And then when they were carrying a boy baby, then the face didn't change. And they always told her when she carried a baby to, once in a while, to move it in there so it wouldn't get stuck or adhere in any area of the abdomen, and then once in a while to press down on it. And she said, "Damna nakil la matrum doctora ka." And then she said. She said, this pressure that you apply on the child is what causes the blue mark in the back. Kanok litan na doctorangat, kanok doctoran igunit liwit inigat to sama binit. Ilokating pingit pa? Okay. She understands the cause. She said not all of her children had the blue mark when they were born. And she understands that when she has birth pains and it's taking a long time and she's applying pressure on the fetus, that this pressure causes the bruise, the black and blue mark in the back. Which one? See? To the Eskimo.
To the Eskimo.
The Mongoloid. No, I don't think so. I don't think they are. No.
It occurs to me. As though men and women have very easy time in childhood by and large. Now, I wonder if they know of anyone who died in childhood. Out at St. Lawrence, and he was out there in bonding with them. He found two skeletons of women who died with weak babies. And I wonder also about what happened if he's so badly crushed away.
Of the child?
Well, I was thinking of the child, but suppose you had a terrible hunting accident or a terrible fall. Isn't this the time for destroying someone, put them out of their pain? They may know an individual like this if they ask it, but they can't tell it.
Ami apkunatun nalor mi khati miktun itna erni sulle khaming sakak paguting bibirang itliwit ya na khaga nasla rotun itna erni ragang itliwit tusama visi gok nalling itnik inyupe khati psi tukhurot ta na anichinya khuting erni nya khuting She knows of a woman who died at childbirth. The child, she had a difficult labor, and she bled a lot.
She bled to death,
and she's not sure whether she eventually gave birth, or if they finally removed the fetus. But this is fairly recent, I think. Tisamaru gopsali illa imma illyatni agnak yakninyang nirsuk ilyumme asin tunut mungapluni isi gaurang inyin yakkhoni nekho sivulling yuni ta nasin anit yakunipyok akani pisagip liguptok She's heard of breech birth,
but she hasn't heard of any of them causing the mother's death, you know.
She was telling me some of the superstitions that the girls were told that they should not use a knife, because if they did, if the child kicks inside, he might rupture something which would cause her death. And she was not to leave one side of her arm inside her parky, because when the girls were growing up,
in
Uh-huh, before she was even there. Okay, this is what they also told her. And she shouldn't keep one side of her arm inside of her parkie because when she's giving birth, just a portion of the child might come out and then be stuck there for a long time. And then she shouldn't, even when she wakes up in the morning, she shouldn't just lie there because when labor starts, she would have a long labor. When the time comes for her labor, she would have a short labor and a short labor and a